out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jillian Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, Merry Christmas, Sydney, at CRN, the network, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Colette Tours. Dreaming of your next adventure? Hey, I'm inviting you and to join me, Talkin' Pets and Colette Tours, on an unforgettable journey through Italy featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. You can find out more by calling Colette Tours at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. Also, Vitacraft, if you've got cats, I've got three rescue cats. They love Lick and Lap. You can find it at Lick and Lap. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Good Pets food supplements and treats, 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Your dogs will thank you. Also, I'm proud to say SCOE 10X is back with us, the number one odor eliminator out there. It's amazing, and you can get it at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Christmas Eve, what's the deal? Woo! Tree looking fly, got that tinsel appeal, stocking stuffed. Candy cane invasion, but my dog's in the corner, deep contemplation. Cats on the couch wearing reindeer ears. Knocked over my cocoa, been doing it for years.
Goldfish swimming in a snow globe dream. I swear he winked at me, man.
Or was it the steam?
Christmas pets, they wild, they nuts. Dog in a sweater, strut, strut, strut. Cat in the ribbon, messing it up. Goldfish chilling like sup, sup, sup.
Dog found the cookies, crumbs on his face. Yeah, chasing his tail, doing laps in the place.
Cat got the lights, woo, tangled like spaghetti. Woo. Swinging from the tree like I'm ready, I'm ready.
Hamster in the ball, racing down the hall. Woo. Hit the mistletoe, now he's kissing the wall.
Oh, Harry yelling ho, ho, ho.
Merry Mel.
This house is a zoo, better call it now. Christmas pets, they wild, they nuts. Dog in a sweater, strut, strut, strut. Cat in the ribbon, messing it up.
Sup? Merry Christmas. Sup?
Have you gotten your Christmas card from us yet, JP?
I have not.
Okay.
I would have had it displayed over here if I did, so no.
But, it's coming.
Thank you.
And he is so gorgeously handsome in his Jingle Bells this year. You're going to love it.
Thank you. How'd you know I was wearing Jingle Bells?
My son, Xerxes, my incredible
Oh, you're talking
German
about your dog. I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, he's so beautiful. I can't stand it. He's so beautiful.
Thanks. Hey, I'll take it wherever I can get it from, even if it's not for me. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody out there, and a happy 2026. May it be a better year than 2025 for all of us out there. I do want to give out a welcome
Indeed.
Out there to WDLA AM 1270 in Walton, New York, Dawn Chase. Welcome to the family of Talkin' Pets. You know, and I do want to say right off the bat, we appreciate everybody. And it's the program directors and general managers that make it possible for you to hear the show on radio across the country. That's very, very important. I've been in radio my whole life, 40-some years. And I'll tell you, it's a great medium. It's free. And anybody can listen to it wherever you want, wherever you're at. And you don't got to pay for it. That's a biggie right there. So, thanks to those guys out there and all the women and men that put us on the air. But then also thanks to all the people that listen. That's what counts. And thank you for the ones that have supported our sponsors like SCOE 10X and VitaCraft. That's really important because if you hear a sponsor on a show, they're the ones that make it possible to keep the show going. I thank you for that. And the other thing I wanted to mention was a big thank you to Frank out there. We got a great message from up in Virginia, and Frank called me up and said, hey, throughout my broadcast career, I've never seen something like what's been going on here since we put your show on the air. And he says that people have been stopping him on the street to say thank you for the show, and that he's been getting phone calls at the radio station saying thank you for carrying Talking Pets there on WSVA up there in Harrisonburg, Virginia. So to all the fans up there that listen to the show and all, thank you from the bottom of our hearts here of the show, because we're all involved in it. The producers, myself, Jilly, and all the doctors and trainers, they donate their time onto the program. And one thing that I always say about this show is it's not just my voice, it's everybody's voice. It's also, it's the veterinarians, it's the trainers. And it's also very different every week, so it's not the same thing. And we try to mix it up with stories about different animals and the environment and everything like that. So you get a whole entertainment for each hour of the program that we're on. So I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, I'll tell you right now, like Frank said there, the program directors and the general managers want to hear from you guys. So if you like the show, please give them a call. If you hate it, don't bother. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to y'all out there. And please have a very happy one, a safe one. And if you're traveling, make sure that you keep an eye on your pets. And, Jilly, I want to ask you about that. If people are traveling and they're just driving, not flying, or not taking a train, but just driving, there are some good tips that you can give people out there about if you've got your pets in the car with you. You want to give them a couple of tips for the holiday?
Well, yeah, especially you have little animals that can just bop around, you know, all the time. They make very wonderful, safe, soft-sided, you know, things that you can belt down, and that sometimes you can even clip them to the roof. So if there was to be an accident, the dog is protected. It's harder with a bigger dog because a lot of standardized vehicles don't fit the full kennel, and you don't want to tie them to something because if there was an accident, it could break their neck because they would, you know, be like a super shot, you know, like a...
But they do have the seatbelts that clip in.
Yes, they have seatbelts.
It's like a harness. You're right about the one like a collar one. That could be detrimental.
Yes.
But the seatbelt ones where they have the harness that goes around the dog, those are great because, you know, it keeps the dog in place. And if there is an accident, Lord forbid, you know, hopefully the dog, like yourself, in a seatbelt would be protected. So definitely.
And to make sure that you give the dog, feed it. It's breakfast if you're leaving early in the morning, et cetera. You know, take it for a nice long walk. Let it stretch its legs. And remember, even if they're sleeping, and also it's very impertinent with older dogs, because they could sleep the whole ride, 2, 3, 4 hours. But again, when your dog is at home and it doesn't have to go out for 6 or 8 hours, it's not the same as in the car because of the vibrations. So make sure that you take multiple stops. I try to stop every at least 3 hours. At a nice rest stop where I can get them out and walk them around.
But make sure with that also you don't just open up the door when the dog's not on a lead, because that dog may bolt. Lord forbid, cat.
Yeah, leash laws and things. And cats should be in crates. I will always go around where the truckers are.
Like you said about the feeding thing, remember, dogs usually have to go to the bathroom after they eat about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So feed them, like Jilly said. Take them outside so they can relieve, and then you can put them in the car.
Exactly. And if you do have a dog with joint problems and stuff, I teach them very young to use ramps because it's very difficult. I mean, especially with mine, you know, he'll put his front feet up and look at me like, lift my butt, Mom. And I'm like, really? because I have to wear like a weight belt because he's massive.
Also, on behalf of one of our sponsors, SCOE 10X, I would recommend taking that with you because if you need to clean up and get that odor, if there's poop or pee, the dog throws up, whatever, or maybe you throw up or Junior throws up or maybe Grandma because you got her strapped to the hood of the car or the roof. That was from a movie. So you never know. But the SCOE 10X would definitely help.
You can get interactive toys for them to play in their confined space that keeps them occupied. Don't give them any, treats that they're not used to because that could upset their stomach.
We do have a story coming up from Jilly coming up after this break. So she's going to fill you in on a lot of good tips. So make sure you pay attention. She has a lot to say coming up right here on Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Kayla Gavina.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a wonderful new year. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy. Featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi friends, this is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Holiday celebrations often mean delicious foods, beautiful decorations, and friends and family, which can be wonderful for us but may pose unexpected risks for our pets. The best gift you can give your pet this holiday season is the gift of good health and safety, which means keeping seasonal hazards out of reach, providing a quiet, safe place away from the hustle and bustle, and ensuring emergency plans are in place in case the unexpected happens. Chocolate, baked goods, especially those with xylitol, table scraps, and seasonal plants like lilies, holly, and mistletoe are all dangerous to pets. When it comes to decorations, tinsel, candle, electrical cords, and Christmas trees can also pose a risk. In fact, according to pet insurance, between 2020 and 2025, chocolate was the number one most ingested toxic item for dogs, averaging at least an $1,100 veterinary bill. Dogs and cats are not able to metabolize chocolate like humans. With the toxic components of this food, caffeine and theobromine, stimulating the animal's central nervous system and its heart. The darker the chocolate, the higher the risk. 1 ounce of milk chocolate per pound of dog's weight can be lethal, whereas only 0.1 ounce per pound of dog's body weight of unsweetened baking chocolate can be deadly. Although chocolate ingestions are a hazard for cats, string-related ingestion remains the number one case and of foreign body emergencies in animals. On average, it costs $2,500 to treat a string ingestion. Cats should always be supervised, and if the string is swallowed, owners should attempt not to pull it out, and a veterinarian should be contacted immediately. Beyond food and decor, other common ingested items for dogs and cats include torn or chewed up toys. Holiday guests, excitement, and stress can lead to higher risk of ingesting toy parts, like Legos or doll heads. Socks, corn cobs, cooked bones, sticks, and rocks are also common foreign ingestions. If pet parents suspect that their pet has swallowed something dangerous, such as a sock or part of a toy, the first step is to contact the veterinarian for a thorough evaluation. Even something as simple as a microchip can be a life-saving gift for your pet if it becomes lost. It's a gift of a lifetime and helps ensure that you will be reunited with you and your pets become ever separated. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Get off your sled and go to bed. Don't you ever tire. Throw a bone, I'm finally home, curled up by the fire. Snow is falling from the sky like ashes from an urn. Sweet dreams, my little one, now it's my turn. Well, Christmas is going to the dogs. We'd rather have two toys than your logs. Things aren't looking very good, it's true. So I'll just lay here and chew.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you. Give us a call at 818-818-6401.
Hi, I'm Carrie Underwood, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Carrie. And I'm
Hi,
John
Carrie.
Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
So, we want to talk with you about your questions and a lot of good information you just gave out there, Jilly.
Yes. And this could be, I mean, a lot of these things need to be taken into consideration all year round. I mean, just living in Florida, there are so many poisonous plants that grow wild and people don't even know it. And your dog can just be out there chasing a lizard, starts chomping on a plant, and, you know, next thing you know, they're deathly ill. So just be aware of the plant life around you, whatever season it is, and be super careful, you know, especially with like poinsettias, especially if you have cats, because it's deadly to them. And just do your homework, know what's good, You know, don't put tinsel on your tree. And always supervise your pet.
Let the games begin!
It's game time. So, if you can identify this creature and by the sound that it makes, you can pick out a prize. We have Vitacraft from Lick and Lap and Purr Sticks, treats for your cats. We have SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. We also have dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, daily probiotic and daily multivitamin you'll get. We have the collapsible water bowl in red for the holiday from Talkin' Pets, which someone won earlier as well. We have the calendar from HoshitBookGroup.com, Workman Publishing. It's the frog calendar book, and it's really cute. Not just frogs, but it's animated. We also have the Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and we have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD, and from Silly Beads by Kayla.
There's a pen, a badge clip holder, a keychain, a Stanley handle cup charm, and a pen.
And the pen is actually KC, Kansas City.
Yes.
And so football. And the keychain is dog mom, right? Coffee?
No.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Close. it says, all I need is coffee and my dog.
Well, you need to get Perfect. One made that says, all I need is coffee and my cat.
Okay.
So, that'll be for next
all
time.
All I need is green tea and my dog.
So, here is the animal sound. What creature makes that sound? It's very festive. What creature makes that sound? And did you know that their eyes change color from golden in the summer to blue in the winter? And it helps them adapt to changing light conditions. What creature makes that sound? (818) 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you know what it is, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. So, I hope that's your dog, Jillie, and not a heavy breather that's calling
you. No, it's Xerxes. He's just fussing and moaning because I don't have any more treats for him.
Well, as you know, with Shadow, my cat, she's always got to be on my lap or something. She's constantly reaching for me. She hates when I'm on the phone or when I'm talking. Because I'm not giving her the attention. And now I got four new chickens, and Kayla went outside to see a stray cat that was outside in my backyard, and all of a sudden I said, Kayla, turn around. And there was like a whole group of chickens staring at her behind.
Oh my gosh.
They were all sitting on a perch in there watching her because the light went on. So, yep, the chickens are merry. They're all getting along now because chickens
Yay,
are gang members.
You got
Remember,
a whole bunch of new ones.
Yes, and when you introduce them, you got to do it gradually, or else they'll peck each other to death. So,
That's
introduce
like
them. We want to know what that animal sound is. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call. Do I have time? Yes. So we don't hold Everett over. Everett in New York? Everett, what makes this sound?
Coyote.
A coyote. Everett thinks it's a coyote.
Missed it by that much.
Sorry, Everett, you are incorrect. It is not a coyote. But it's still out there.
Thank you.
818-818-6401. Merry Christmas, Everett. Happy holidays, everybody. Take a shot at that animal sound. Think Santa Claus. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A recent report from December 2025 details that a total of 13 elephants were killed for their ivory since July 2024 along a 150-mile stretch of highway in Malaysia, Sabah State, located on the island of Borneo. The killings occurred along a highway that runs through the rainforest in the Malayu Basin Conservation Area in Sabah, Malaysia. Five of the elephants were beheaded. One of the victims was a juvenile, believed to be only 5 years old. The herd has not been seen in the area since the poaching incidents. Law enforcement, including forest rangers, are patrolling the area where some of the elephant's bones remain scattered on the ground. This incident is part of a larger ongoing crisis. Globally, an estimated 15,000 to over 20,000 elephants are killed for their tusks annually by poachers. The illegal ivory trade is a multi-billion dollar transnational crime, often run by organized crime networks, which continues to drive elephant populations toward decline. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Another year has passed. As we look back, smile at the times we've shared and enjoyed with family, friends, and our furry companions. Cherish those moments and live on through their memories. And for those of us that have lost close members in our lives, believe in the thoughts that we will be joined to once again smile on to each other and wipe away the tears of sorrow from time gone by. Look into your hearts and appreciate life and the ones that share our present time together. May you all have a joyous holiday filled with good health and the love of family, friends, companions, and of course the unconditional love of our pets. Happy New Year to you all, and may the angels in life shine down on you with open arms of guidance. From our hearts to all of yours, live with love and soar on the wings of the angels that surround your lives. True happiness comes from within, and not from what surrounds you on the outside. Live well, live long, but mostly live life with ones who love you unconditionally and feel the angel's smile on your souls. Happy holidays to all, and to all, a good night.
Winter horse riding can be enjoyable and safe with proper preparation. Key considerations include maintaining regular hoof care, using snow pads or traction aids if needed, and ensuring proper nutrition to support hoof health. Clipping may be helpful for horses in heavier work to prevent prolonged sweating, but clipped horses require blanketing for warmth. Tack choices should prioritize rider safety and horse comfort, with options like saddles for security and quarter sheets to keep muscles warm once the horse is accustomed to them. Riders should also warm the horses before use. Finally, proper barn management is essential. Shelters should be dry, well-ventilated, and unheated, as healthy horses tolerate cold well, and good airflow helps prevent respiratory problems. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend.
Hey y'all, it's Miranda Lambert. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year to everybody out there. And we're going to go out to Amsterdam, in Amsterdam, New York, and speak with Ryan. Ryan, what creature makes this sound?
I'm going to guess an Arctic fox.
You know what? I have to say, actually, that that's a really, really good guess, because they are similar in many ways, but...
Missed it by that much.
So close, but yet so far, Ryan. So, good guess for taking that one off the board, but it is incorrect. Sorry. That's Ryan out there in Amsterdam, New York. Merry Christmas, Ryan. So if you think you know what it is, I gave a really big hint. Even Kayla knew what it was.
I knew what it was before the hint.
So, minus the dog bark, what sound is that? And
there
what
are
creature makes
things
that
running up
sound?
And down the mountain with spinning lights. Xerxes.
They're called UFOs.
No, they're called ATVs.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you do realize I live way up on top of a mountain, right?
That's why they're UFOs. So we're going to go out to Andrew. And Andrew is KCBQ out there. Merry Christmas, you guys, in San Diego. Hey, Andrew, so what do you think this creature is?
Oh, well, the first guy said it was a coyote. And I live in San Diego, you know, Southern California. And it does sound, that's exactly what I thought it was, a coyote. But when you said Santa Claus, there's only one creature, and that would be the reindeer.
Congratulations. You were absolutely correct. It is Santa's reindeer, and that's what they sound like. So, kids, if you hear that sound on your roof in the middle of the night, don't be scared. It's Santa
it's
Claus'
coyote
and
reindeer.
Or it could be an Arctic fox, because
yeah,
the two kind of sounds.
It does sound like it, too. That
it does.
That's a good guess, too.
So what do you want to go with, Andrew? Something that you haven't won before?
I'm hoping I can get the licking laps for my cat.
Okay. Yes, San Diego, we will get that out to you, the licking lap by Vitacraft. And congratulations and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you.
Have a good one. Good to always hear from San Diego. So, matter of fact, actually, San Diego was another one that said that the response has been phenomenal with Talking Pets out there. So we appreciate that, guys. But to everybody who carries us, you know, we really appreciate your kind words. So, again, we've been out there now 35 years on the air. That's a long time. So we appreciate being part of your family. And, Jilly?
Yes.
I've never been on an ATV.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, actually, you know what? Wait, I was with my nephew Ryan, but I was a rider. I didn't drive it.
He took it.
Okay, you weren't driving it.
Yeah.
Well, it's really not that much different than a jet ski. And you've been on a jet ski.
No, I've never been on a jet ski
either. Or a snowmobile. What about a snowmobile?
Actually, I think I was on a snowmobile back in the 80s.
Okay.
So I think I was.
Yeah, ATVs, side-by-sides, all that's really big up here. And a lot of them are street legal, so people go to the grocery store, they drive them to work. It's pretty intense. Then again, I do live very remotely.
Yeah, you live up in the mountains, so...
Yes. We don't even have a stoplight in our town.
Really?
It's fabulous, yeah.
Well...
That's great.
So we have things out there that, you know... We're going to give you another animal sound, but I'm looking for a... Here it is, and this is one in particular I wanted to play. And maybe you'll figure out why. But it gives somebody an easy chance to win something. What creature makes that sound? It may be familiar to someone that guessed on another one, but what is it? 818-818-6401. You can win a prize if you know what it is. What creature makes that sound? So, they can hear little lemmings burrowing under 4 to 5 inches of snow. And they go up in the air and head first right into that snow to get that little creature. But they can hear them quite well. What is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. You know, the Christmas trees, your plants we talked about, like lilies and holly and mistletoe and poinsettias, they are toxic to your dogs and cats. Be very careful with those plants. Any kind of fertilizers or bacteria that you're using around the tree, a live tree. Hope you're not using any kind of fertilizers if you got a fake tree. But if you have a live tree and you're using them, then, you know, be careful with your pets on that one as well. Always anchor your tree if you have pets, because I could tell you in the middle of the night, it will be on your floor. And what Jilly said earlier about tinsel, if you've got cats, I guarantee you it'll be all over the floor and they'll swallow it. And if they swallow it and it's coming out the back end,
don't pull it.
Don't pull. Let your vet do it, because you could not only pull something out you don't want to, but because tinsel is tinny, it could cut the intestines inside, and then you've got a major, major problem. Lights and their cords, electric cords, if your cats or ferrets or your dogs, your bunny, if they like to chew, I guarantee they're going to go for that, and you want to be careful, too. So you may want to wrap them in tinfoil. I know it sounds stupid, and it may look stupid, but it'll save your pet's life.
Yeah, they won't bite on it.
Or any kind of tubing. They sell tubing that you can put that into now as well, and that's definitely going to help on that aspect as well. So, but the animal sound is out there. It's this one. Kind of sounds like the reindeer a little bit, but it's not a reindeer. But what is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. My cat knows. She's like meowing over there. So what is it? If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call. Also, snow globes. Be very careful. If you break them, they contain ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze. And it's very, very toxic to your pets. So even a tongue lap of that or antifreeze directly is detrimental to your pets. Foods? You got some foods for us, Jilly, that are not good for the pets?
Chocolate of any kind. The darker the chocolate, the more dangerous. And anything that they put xylitol in everything, even check your peanut butter labels for xylitol. They're starting to use it as a sugar substitute, and people put peanut butter all over their dog treats sometimes to get their dogs, you know, to like eat them longer, because the peanut butter gets stuck in their mouth. It's highly deadly. Food scraps. If you are feeding your dog food scraps, do not feed from the table. You'll save it for later, like vegetables and things like that. Don't feed them meat, fat, or anything like that. It's very bad for their system. Bones will shard.
I'd be very careful with the bones. The other thing too is, like, if you have people coming over, it's the holidays, and your dogs or your cats are not used to a lot of people, make sure you have a safe space. for your pet.
The more excited they become, the more they will chew on things, and they could break a head or you know, something off, or they'd eat the kids' Legos, et cetera, like that. It can make them very ill.
So I'm putting it out there, and I'm giving somebody who guessed this creature before a chance to win something. Call 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This sounds like Blake Shelton.
I got a lot of
those. Blake Shelton and
Gwen Stefani.
Yep, that's who it is. This is Talking Pets.
Sweet gingerbread with molasses. My heart's skipping on the edge. You can't believe that this is happening. Like a present from God. Sleigh bells singing hallelujah. Stars are shining on us.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows. Some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey,
and every hungry child is gonna spy.
You see the chipmunks really sing when they cry.
You know, and when I was growing up, my mom used to play the Chipmunks constantly at Christmas time. I mean, it was like all they used to sing every kind of song that you can imagine, and
they had albums.
Yeah, they did. They did,
yeah,
back then.
I remember that as a kid.
Yep, they did, and it's amazing how music brings back memories of certain things, and those were great memories with my mom. My mom used to love to dance. I used to love to dance. We used to dance together. So we always had a good time. Miss her every day. Can't believe it's been as long as it has since she's gone. But we're going to go out to my buddy Grant out there in Spokane, Washington. And Grant, you think you know what this is? What do you think it is, Grant?
Arctic fox, huh?
I would say yes. I had to do it. I mean, somebody guessed on it before. And so... what do you want to go with? Something you have not won before, Grant. What do you want to get? We do have the books.
I want to pass it. I want to pass it forward.
Oh, you're going to do a Leba.
Oh, it's very holiday-esque of
you. Yes, thank you for that. So Grant is passing it forward. So if somebody didn't win, like the Lick and Lap or the for cats or the SCOE 10X, or the Dog Treats from Good Pets Foods or the books or the Silly Beads by Kayla. Grant is passing it forward. Thank you, Grant. I appreciate that.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all. Aww. And Happy New Year. And thanks for always listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you. And so we're passing it forward. 818-818-6401 is the number. And on behalf of Grant and all, what we're going to do is we're going to pass three of them forward. So,
Sweet. So
the next three calls that come into Sydney, 818-818-6401. You don't even have to come on unless you want to say Merry Christmas or something, because we're up at the top of the hour, and you know this is our Christmas show, and we do want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Festivus, Happy, you know, Kwanzaa, What did I miss?
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
There you go.
I always seem to forget that one. So to
happy
everybody.
Happy Festivus.
And a Happy New Year. I did say Festivus. So the next three calls that come in, if you want to go with something that you have not won before, you can go with the SCOE 10X, the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. You can go with the Pets, Pets, Pets book by Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the collapsible water bowl in red from Talking Pets. We have the dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. We have from Silly Beads by Kayla. You could go with the keychain, coffee and dogs. I'll leave it at that. We have the Starbucks tumbler holder thingy you put on there. I never know how to say that.
It's a handle cup charm.
Handle cup charm. You can go with that. So there's choices. Call and speak with Sydney. And Sydney, thank you for talking with them and getting the information, and we'll ship those out to you. Just call Sydney at 818-818-6401. The next three calls that come in, you're all winners. So you can pick out what you want. Merry Christmas, happy holidays from all of us here. So you have anything major planned for the holiday, Jilly, as we say goodbye?
No, just our typical, you know, seafood fest. So I'm having lobster and snow crab. I think my sister's coming, but if she doesn't, I'm going to invite one of my neighbors over. Just me and Xerxes, and then the next day we pack up and start heading down to you.
So I'm going to Kayla's, I guess, for Christmas Day, and she's doing lobster on Christmas Eve. But if I can't make Christmas Eve, she's going to save a lobster tail for me for Christmas Day.
Oh,
you like the way I planted that there? So, so. But, yeah, no, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. And we hope you have a great one. And careful driving, Jilly. And careful to everybody else out there that's traveling by car, by plane, by train. However, you know, and kids that may be listening, Merry Christmas. And make sure now you know what a reindeer sounds like from this hour of the show. So if you hear that noise, you know Santa's close. And Kay's going to give you a little hint on the elf on the shelf. Okay, how should kids be surviving with, because I'm sure the elf on the shelf is in their house.
Oh, yeah, well, my child threw the elf the other day, so she lost her magic and had to go back to Santa. So do not touch the elf. Make sure you're good for your elf. They always report back to Santa.
Yep, so Cam threw the elf?
He did, yes.
Never do that.
That's what she came back, she wrote him a letter, said, never touch me or I go away forever, and
yep.
You don't get any presents.
The elf on the shelf is there to keep an eye on the kids to make sure that you're good so Santa Claus can come and visit and bring you presents. So, make sure you behave. Listen to Mom and Dad. Or Mom, or Dad. You may only have one, so. But, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And again, I want to thank personally on behalf of everybody with the show, all the doctors, the trainers, the producers, myself, a big thank you to all the program directors and the general managers out there that run those radio stations that entertain you Monday through Sunday out there. So a big thank you to all of them for carrying the show Talking Pets. And for any other ones that want to pick it up, please give me a call. You can easily get my information at talkingpets.com. So, and also, too, on everybody's into social media, I'd really appreciate it if everybody would join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'd appreciate that. But to all the listeners out there, you mean a lot to us. You know, we put a lot into the show, and we have a good time with you. And so thank you for listening and tuning in to Talking Pets. It's a great pleasure to be here every week with you, and it's an honor. So thanks so much. Jansen, congratulations out there in Denver, Colorado, is getting, I'm not sure what they won, but they're picking it, I guess, as we speak. So 818-818-6401 is the number. Bye-bye. Say bye, Jilly. We gotta go.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.